Play and stay on Washington State's Kitsap Peninsula, the natural side of the Puget Sound. Stand up paddleboarding, hiking, great restaurants and breweries. I'll tell you more about your next vacation destination later in the show. Welcome to The Leftovers. I'm Rachel Bell. If waiting 2 whole weeks for a new episode of Your Last Meal is way too long, we will now be releasing shows every Thursday. The Leftovers is audio left on the cutting room floor, interviews I want to do that don't totally fit into the show's usual format, and today, a speed round with comedian Tom Papa, who was last week's guest. If you missed it, Tom and I talked about his sourdough baking obsession. And he's quick to point out that he was baking bread before the pandemic made it trendy. How did you really feel when everybody became a sourdough baker? Did you feel this possessive, like, this is my hobby?
Yes, I did. When I saw Jake Gyllenhaal on Colbert talking about his bread baking and how he's really into it, I'm like, I love him. But as soon as he can get out of his house, he's not baking bread anymore.
No, he's going to go back to like water skiing on 2 dolphins.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I'll be still making bread.
That was a little taste of last week's episode, and now a speed round with one of the nicest, most well-adjusted comedians I've ever met, Tom Papa. Well, let's do a little speed round. Number one, what is your perfect birthday cake / birthday dessert?
My favorite birthday cake is a carrot cake. I love carrot cake. I know it's not doesn't seem that decadent, but when it comes to sweets, I like simple. I like a plain cookie. A big chocolate cake is fun, but if it's my birthday, it's carrot cake.
Raisins or no raisins?
Raisins.
Nuts or no nuts?
Nuts.
Pineapple or no pineapple?
Pineapple.
What is a kind of bread or some kind of baked good that you haven't made yet that's kind of at the top of your list that you really want to try?
I've been thinking about babkas. That's on my list.
They look very fun to make because I've seen how they kind of cut the dough and then twist it. And it looks very satisfying to me.
Yes. Yes. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
My friend and I are testing for a baking cookbook right now. And she just made a gochujang babka, which was really interesting. I've never had a savory one before. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Was it good?
It was pretty good. She gave it to me the next day that was dry. I feel like you have to eat it that day. It goes downhill pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, bread between two slices. What's your favorite sandwich?
Oh, sandwich. My favorite sandwich is the Italian Heroes. Italian Domingos in LA makes this thing called the Spicy Dom. And it's just that traditional prosciutto, mortadella, provolone, peppers, oil and vinegar. That sandwich really can't be beat.
Do you think that's the New Jersey in you that craves that kind of flavor?
100%. Well, you know, when you were saying like, are you a vegetarian? And it was the thing that really just brought me to my knees and was like, I can't live like this, not eating meat, was going into an Italian deli and having the pepperoni and the soppressata and the prosciutto and all of that around. And I was just like, it's not worth it. I'll work my way around the animal issue, the health issue. I have to eat this. And that killed me.
That's the thing is like, we all kind of know. People be like, watch this documentary. You'll never eat meat again. I go, oh, I know. I just don't have any morals. Like, I really just want to eat it. Like this.
I know.
I recycle. I like buy soap without a package. Yeah. And I just can't help it.
I know. Yeah. You're doing all of this. I was thinking about that this morning. It's like, so then you don't eat any of meat because you know it's bad for the world. And it's like, I'm just one little guy.
I know. You just have to pick your little things and to be a better person.
I know. Yeah. I know. And I like we eat pretty much like vegetarian throughout the week anyway. So I can go to that steakhouse and celebrate.
I think you might have just kind of said the answer, but I love asking people what they eat when their spouse isn't around. Just the idea of like maybe they don't like something, or in your case, there's like a big difference with vegetarian. What is the something that your wife doesn't like? That when she's gone or you're out of town, you're like, oh yeah.
She doesn't like watching me eat wings.
sauce all over your face.
Yeah, and picking bones apart. And wings actually sent me to a vegetarian island for a while.
Oh.
I was eating wings and it the bone broke, and it was still connected by this vein. And I was like, this feels really awful.
Yeah.
And I stopped eating meat for a pretty long time after that. But I do love wings, and I love eating them. And she's not around. That's what I'll go eat.
I hear all the time from people saying, I'm a cook, I'm not a baker. You know, whether that's bread or desserts, like people really keep them separate a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's
Why do you think that is? Why do you think people are so intimidated by baking?
I think it's the precision. I think I could make a pasta puttanesque and you're throwing stuff in and you kind of ballpark it. But to really make a nice, elegant cake or pastries, you have to be precise and you have to be clean and you have to be, that's a different person. A lot of times that's a different personality. And my wife is really good at that end of baking. And so I was intimidated by it. I was like, I can't really make that stuff. Like my daughters and I, we thought, oh, this will be a good tradition. We'll bake from scratch mom's birthday cake every year. And that'll be a great present. And those cakes were horrible in the beginning.
Really?
They were just falling over and sloppy and like all of this stuff. We were putting bath toys on them. And it was, we didn't know what the we were doing. But my wife, she doesn't have that cooking instinct. I could just whip this stuff together just kind of off of the top of my head.
And that was Tom Papa's Leftovers. If you missed the full episode, scroll back to last week and give it a listen. I also chat with Rome-based culinary guide and cookbook author Katie Parla about the history of a dish that was invented in Italy but got real popular in the United States.
When I moved to Italy, I was like, guys, where's the fettuccine Alfredo at? And people did not know what I was talking about. It's a super specific dish, famous basically in just two restaurants in Rome. Most people, do you know about fettuccine Alfredo? They might have heard about it in like a touristic sense.
The Leftovers and Your Last Meal are both products of Seattle's Cascade PBS. The show was created by me, hosted by me, and produced alongside Isaac Kaplan-Wolner, who also mixed and mastered the episode. If you've been listening for a while and you have not left a review yet, this is your big moment. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, you can easily just tap out 5 stars or write a nice little review like this person did. It's fun, informative, upbeat, and whimsical. Love the show. Believe it or not, these reviews actually matter and can help get more people to listen to the show. And speaking of shows, I have a new show on Cascade PBS. It's called The Nosh with Rachel Bell. It's a TV show all about food and drink, and you can watch anytime at cascadepbs.org. 3 episodes have been released so far. The first one is all about bagels, and the last episode of the season airs tomorrow. And it might be my favorite of all 4. We head out into the woods of Western Washington to hunt for truffles with cute little dogs. Find a link in the show notes. I'm Rachel Bell, and this is The Leftovers. If you're a fan of naturally gorgeous, off-the-beaten-path vacation spots with small-town charm, you're going to want to plan a visit to Washington State's Kitsap Peninsula, where you can grab a scoop of homemade ice cream and stroll around the adorable European seaside village of Paulsbo, or walk on the ferry in Seattle and get off in downtown Bainbridge Island. And May is the perfect month to visit Bremerton or Silverdale, where you can get out of the city and into the forest in just 15 minutes for a beautiful hike. Enjoy a farm-to-table meal at Bremerton's Restaurant Lola, a Black-owned business. I really need to make the trip out there for their Creole brunch. And in the morning, stop by Saboteur Bakery for croissants that are so flaky and buttery, you'll think you're in Paris. There's also a gorgeous golf course in the middle of the forest, and there are several naval museums in Bremerton. Go to visitkitsap.com/yourlastmeal to learn more. That's K-I-T-S-A-P. Or you can find a link in the show notes. Play and stay on the Kitsap Peninsula, the natural side of the Puget Sound.